American Language Course, Tape 2104B. Listen. Complete the following sentences by supplying the attached questions. Then repeat the correct response. Example, you will hear,
"You have a book, don't you? You have a book."
You should say, "You have a book, don't you?" Listen and complete.
"You have a book, don't you? You have a book."
"You have a book, don't you?"
"You have a book, haven't you? You have a book."
"You have a book, haven't you?"
"We have a class today, don't we? We have a class today."
"We have a class today, don't we?"
"We have a class today, haven't we? We have a class today."
"We have a class today, haven't we?"
"They have an appointment, don't they? They have an appointment."
"They have an appointment, don't they?"
"They have an appointment, haven't they? They have an appointment."
"They have an appointment, haven't they?"
"You don't have a book, do you? You don't have a book."
"You don't have a book, do you?"
"We don't have a class today, do we? We don't have a class today."
"We don't have a class today, do we?"
"They don't have an appointment, do they? They don't have an appointment."
"They don't have an appointment, do they?" Listen. On your own, supply the proper attached question when you hear it. The correct responses will be given. Repeat the correct response after I say it. Listen and supply.
"They have a new car."
"They have a new car, don't they?" "They have a new car, haven't they?"
"You have a cold."
"You have a cold, don't you?" "You have a cold, haven't you?"
"They don't have enough time."
"They don't have enough time, do they?"
"You don't have enough money."
"You don't have enough money, do you?"
"They have an appointment."
"They have an appointment, don't they?" "They have an appointment, haven't they?"
"They don't have an appointment."
"They don't have an appointment, do they?" Listen and repeat.
"He has a new car, hasn't he?" "He has a new car, doesn't he?" "He doesn't have a new car, does he?" "She has a new hat, hasn't she?" "She has a new hat, doesn't she?" "She doesn't have a new hat, does she?" It has a propeller, hasn't it? It has a propeller, doesn't it? It doesn't have a propeller, does it?
Listen. Let's practice some expressions of distance. Repeat the responses to the following questions. Listen and repeat.
How far is it to the bank? It's quite a distance. It's a long way. It's not very far. How far is it from San Antonio to Mexico City? It's quite far. It's a long way. It's about 900 miles. It's about 2 hours by plane. It's a little more than 2 days by car. How far is the bus station? Not very far. Just a few blocks. About 10 minutes by bus. How long does it take to go from here to New York? It takes about 3 days by train. It takes about 6 hours by plane.
Listen. Now let's practice asking questions about distance. First, you will hear a sentence. When you hear it, you should make a question. Example, you will hear,
"It's a long way to New York."
You should say, "How far is it to New York?" Listen and make questions.
It's a long way from San Antonio to New York.
How far is it from San Antonio to New York?
It's a little more than 2 days by car from here to Chicago.
How far is it from here to Chicago?
It's quite a distance to the bank.
How far is it to the bank?
It takes about 3 days to go to New York.
How long does it take to go to New York?
It takes about 15 minutes to go to the control tower.
How long does it take to go to the control tower?
It takes about 20 minutes by bus.
How long does it take by bus?
It takes about 6 hours by plane.
How long does it take by plane? Listen. Listen to the following sentences and try to remember what is said. You will be asked questions on the sentences. answer my questions when you hear them. Then you will hear the correct answer. Repeat the correct answers when you hear them. Listen and answer.
It's quite a distance from here to Mexico City. Mexico City is about 900 miles from here. It's a little more than 2 days by car, but only about 2 hours by plane.
Is it very far from here to Mexico City?
Yes, it is. It's quite a distance. It's quite a distance from here to Mexico City.
About how many miles is it?
About 900. About 900 miles. It is about 900 miles. It's about 900 miles to Mexico City.
How long does it take to go there by car?
A little more than 2 days. It takes a little more than 2 days. It takes a little more than 2 days by car.
How long does it take by plane?
Only about 2 hours. It takes only about 2 hours. It takes only about 2 hours by plane.
Listen. Complete the following sentences by supplying the attached questions. Then repeat the correct response when you hear me say it. Listen and complete.
You have a book, don't you? You have a book.
You have a book, don't you?
You have a book, haven't you? You have a book.
You have a book, haven't you?
We have a class today, don't we? We have a class today.
We have a class today, don't we?
We have a class today, haven't we? We have a class today.
We have a class today, haven't we?
They have an appointment, don't they? They have an appointment.
They have an appointment, don't they?
They have an appointment, haven't they? They have an appointment.
They have an appointment, haven't they?
You don't have a book, do you? You don't have a book.
You don't have a book, do you?
We don't have a class today, do we? We don't have a class today.
We don't have a class today, do we? This is the end of tape 2104B.